Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you on a happy hour Friday. Shout out to Magic Fred. Magic Fred's got a big Bailey's and coffee, Jason, and the signal is coming in strong. So he's along with us. Having a cocktail this morning.
Very
we appreciate
nice.
That.
That's a good morning cocktail, too.
That's a nice way to go. I respect Randy with the Bloody Mary, because, and this is just an educated guess. I could be wrong. But Randy's probably waking it back up from whatever happened last night.
It's a good guess.
You got to take the edge off and hair of the dog. There's nothing wrong with that. Yeah. I don't know if that's what Magic Fred is doing. I don't know if that's what other listeners are doing. But you can, as always, tweet us pictures of whatever it is that you're sipping on a happy hour Friday, and we'll give you a shout-out. It's that easy. A lot to get to here in the noon hour. Coming up in about 25 minutes, we're going to dive deeper into some Braves predictions. The season starts this afternoon. It is opening day. Some numbers that we think are going to tell the tale of the Braves season, and just some obvious questions as well. I mean, who needs to step up? Who are some under-the-radar guys that you expect? Just a bunch of different Braves season preview stuff to get to in about 25 minutes. Sports Jeopardy at 12:40. We still need your questions. You can send them to Brian Gebhardt on Twitter, @Brian_Gebhardt, or to Wendy, @WendyRadio. Jason versus me in Sports Jeopardy coming up at 12:40. And I feel it's important that I mention, Jason is in studio. So when we're dealing with the delay of ringing in to try to get your answer in, it's possible that Jason could have an advantage. So I don't know how that's going to play out at 12:40. I'm just letting people know that that's a reality.
Okay, faulty.
I'm so faulty about Sports Jeopardy.
Yes,
the board is wrong. The weather is bad.
The board ain't right.
Where's my rosin bag? I don't have the right rosin bag. Why is it raining? Yeah, trust me, it's just begun. You don't even know the half of it. Wait till Sports Jeopardy starts. I'll come up with all kinds of different excuses why I'm not winning. But send your questions to Brian and Wendy. We'll get there at 12:40. Before we get to the most important audio, do want to reiterate what we had mentioned right before we went to break there. It is being reported, and it is true, that neither one of the Braves catchers who they listed on their opening day roster yesterday are with them in New York. They're both here in Atlanta because they've got symptoms of COVID. Neither one of them, Travis d'Arnaud or Tyler Flowers, has tested positive for COVID, but they both have symptoms, and so they left them home. Alex Jackson's going to be the starting catcher this afternoon. That's really interesting when you mention that detail. That's pretty proactive of the Braves, if we're being honest. And a lot of the conversation that we've had about testing and about teams being responsible and about, you know, what's going to be most important when it's game day, is it going to be winning or is it going to be safety? For the Braves to leave these guys home on opening day without positive tests says to me that safety is very important to the Braves, and I think it's the right thing to do. I just to risk them being positive and around other guys and infecting more guys than just themselves is a real risk. So I tip the cap to the Braves for leaving those guys home. It's going to make it harder to win today, but I think if safety is what's most important, which it should be, the Braves did the right thing.
It's the right move. It's the move you have to make right now. We talked about it earlier in the show. Catcher is one position that you do have some concerns about,
right,
in terms of that close contact. Now, a couple more things. Dave O'Brien from The Athletic reported that they hoped that one or both of the catchers would wake up today feeling better because it's symptoms. They haven't tested positive.
Right.
And they hoped that they'd be able to fly to New York for the game. But you have this taxi squad, and this is going to come up multiple times this year, of guys who are traveling with the team, who are there but not on the active roster. You can make these moves when you have to. The Braves, with only carrying two catchers, they're going to have catchers on that taxi squad every single time in case of situations like this.
Yeah, and the thing about the other catchers that aren't Tyler Flowers or Travis d'Arnaud is we don't know if they're ready yet. I mean, Alex Jackson is a young guy who eventually, hopefully, is a part of the Braves' future. William Contreras is a young guy who we've all had high hopes for in the minor leagues since the Braves drafted him a couple years ago, but they're going to have to be ready now, at the very least, to come up and fill in for a little bit. And who knows? Maybe it turns into a great situation, and Alex Jackson takes the opportunity and runs with it and stays with the big club for the season. Or maybe it's a placeholder, and when these guys get healthy, they're back out there as soon as possible. The good news is, because it isn't a positive test for either one of these guys, you don't have to wait for two negative tests to be available.
Right.
They just have to wait till they feel good again, right? I mean, that's essentially where they're at right now. So it could be tomorrow. Like, you could have them on a flight tomorrow morning to be able to play in Saturday's game. Could be Sunday. You don't know. But that's the news. That's the breaking news with the Braves' opening pitch just a little over 4 hours away. No Tyler Flowers tonight. No Travis d'Arnaud tonight. So no opening day roster catchers for the Braves on opening day. It's going to be Alex Jackson. All right. Let's get to the most important audio in the world, the Braxton Big Clip of the Day, brought to you by Braxton Automotive, after warranty luxury repair.
Yeah, so no, there's no doubt. I mean, I know it was a topic of discussion, and you know, velocity and things like that, and all that stuff was real. I mean, that happened that game, so can't run from that. You know, he's completely healthy. You know, that's one thing. That's one of the things that, you know, as a GM and as a training staff and coaching staff, you ask, everything okay? Any concerns? And now he feels good. He feels good. He's throwing strikes. Just, you know, the power of the stuff isn't the same right now. You know, ultimately, once you get into the season, is it adrenaline and all those things? We've had it before a little bit where the velocity dipped in the past, and then it came back. So, and I wish I could tell you with certainty, you know, we're going to see that guy that put up the 2 ERA for us the last 2 months of the year. You know, when you think about it, we called him up from Gwinnett. He's basically slid into our fifth spot in the rotation, and he was our best starter. And even you look at game two of the playoffs, we had lost the first game, backs against the wall. He stepped up huge and put a great game for us. But more importantly, those last 2 months, he pitched so well. He was our best starter in August and September to help us win the division. We know what he's capable of doing. 2018 the same way. But no doubt, he did not throw the ball well. And, you know, he'll be lined up here to pitch game four. And we'll see how it goes. But we're optimistic that the bell rings and the games count. And we see the guy that's thrown the ball well for us in the past.
Man, both Brian Snitker and Alex Anthopoulos using the phrase "we'll see" when talking about Mike Foltynewicz as a starting pitcher. And that all right there from Anthopoulos about Folty is the enigma that is Folty. Yeah, he can be really good, really, really, really good for prolonged periods of time. In August and September last year, he was the best pitcher they had, no doubt about it. A 2 ERA. He was a game two starter in the series against the Cardinals. Pitched great in that game. But Anthopoulos answered the question at the beginning of that statement there and said, no, the velocity was down. Like, it wasn't the board. It wasn't the radar gun. It wasn't any of the, he just didn't throw the ball well. Like, Folty could say whatever he wants to say. Like, all the other voices that matter in this situation, the general manager and the manager's voices, are saying, yeah, he just didn't have it. So hopefully he does a couple days from today. But man, just classic Mike Foltynewicz issues leading into this season.
Concerns are going to be magnified this year because you don't have time to get right. And the last two times we've seen Folty, it hasn't been right. And the lack of velocity is the most concerning thing about the last time we saw him. Is that going to come back in a few days?
I don't know. I mean, is it adrenaline? Like 5 miles an hour? Difference in your
big
fastball is adrenaline from what? It's not like there's going to be a roaring crowd cheering you on. The environment, the conditions by and large that Folty pitched in against the Marlins in that exhibition game are going to be the same as when he pitches against the Rays in a few days from now. So again, I mean, all we could do is what Snitker and Anthopoulos said. Hope. I mean, be optimistic about it because he's shown us that he's really good in the past. He's also shown us that he's capable of these weird moments of inconsistency and volatility and whatever else you want to call it. So we'll do what they said. We'll see. we'll all wait and see together.
Get Folty's most inspirational playlist and make sure it's ready at the stadium before that game. Whatever it takes to get him pumped up.
What are you listening to in that situation? What's the inspirational playlist for Jason Longshore?
Oh, wow. Maybe No Matter What by T.I.
Okay, sure. Yeah.
That's going to get me going.
That's great.
The theme from Rocky would work as well. Mm-hmm. That's going to get you going. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Whatever it is. I mean, is Folty a heavy metal guy? You know, what is it for Folty? What's going to get that different. Adrenaline
going? It's always
going?
Funny when you hear from athletes what they would actually listen to before games. Because like Randy would tell us, he was listening to like R&B. He's listening to like, a lot like the Temptations and Motown type stuff, slower to get his mind in the right place.
See, for me, it depended on where I was playing. Like if in soccer, like if I was playing goalkeeper, because I'd play goalkeeper in intramurals at UGA, and I'd have to listen to something really angry to get into that mindset because you got to be a little crazy.
Yes.
But playing on the field and playing as like a number 10, yeah, I'd go R&B. I'd go something smooth to get a groove going, you know?
That makes sense. Yeah, you want to be a lot more cerebral and calm and with the ability to, you know, to make those decisions in split seconds. I always listen to the song Get Free by the Vines before every high school soccer game.
That's a good one.
Yeah, well, it'll get you pumped up. Maybe start out too fast and gas yourself out in the first half. But
whatever. Head Like a Whole, Nine Inch Nails. That was my high school song.
Oh, also great. Also great. All right, let's hear from Rob Manfred. He was on the broadcast last night.
It's a real team effort. Putting the protocols together, my staff did a phenomenal job. But really, hats off to the players. They've taken this really seriously. They've adhered to the protocols, and as a result, you know, we've had a relatively low number of positive tests, and it put us in a position to actually play the season that we're hoping to play.
Yeah, they have. It's true, and it is on the players for taking it as seriously as they have. I mean, you'd think that they would, given that it's their livelihood, and if they didn't, then the season wouldn't happen. And even still, last night with the Nationals, before they played their first game against the Yankees, one of their superstars, Juan Soto, tests positive for COVID, and he's out for the foreseeable future. He can't come back until he tests negative twice. There's no telling how long that will take. Will Smith of the Braves tested positive for COVID 3 weeks ago, and he's asymptomatic. It still hasn't had back-to-back negative tests. So there's really no telling. That's the big question mark surrounding this baseball season. And again, we talked about it 10 minutes ago. The Braves are dealing with their own issues today in New York. Tyler Flowers and Travis d'Arnaud not making the trip with the team. Now, neither one of them has tested positive for COVID, but they don't feel well. They've got symptoms. So they're not with the team tonight. Hopefully the players do take it seriously. I have no reason to think that they won't. The numbers have been very low. But it's just going to be so weird, man. Every single day, there's going to be different stories like this, and different guys aren't playing right up until first pitch. And I don't know. It's going to be very difficult to deal with for managers.
All of this is so difficult, and all the protocols are complicated, and you're having to change your routine and your normal behavior when you get to the ballpark. Everything's different, and you know, as somebody who went through this on the soccer side and watched what Atlanta United players, Atlanta United staff, MLS staff, all the other teams, everybody who went into the bubble in Orlando, you know, you have to be thankful for the sacrifice that they're making and the work that they're putting in to do this right. It's the same in baseball. And it's asking a lot. And you have to be vigilant at all times to do it correctly.
In about 10 minutes from right now, we'll get back into some Braves preview questions. What Braves individual stats are you looking forward to most? Biggest question marks for the Braves? What are some things that you feel confident about? We always talk about, I'm worried about this, I'm worried about that. As the season gets set to start this afternoon, what are some, I mean, nothing is a for sure, but some of the things that you feel like you could take to the bank with the Atlanta Braves. We'll get to all that coming up in about 10 minutes. Let's head back down to the Orlando bubble and the NBA, where J.R. Smith continues to be ridiculous and entertaining.
What's the one thing you didn't pack that didn't you wish you did?
Man, more underwear and socks.
How many did you pack to begin with?
How does that pack like seven? Because I figure I'd be good for once a day, but then I calculate all the showers in between everything that I'd be doing. So I'd be running through like within 2-3 days.
We
got a good laundry system though. We got a great laundry system, so I'm good.
Any of the Disney characters can come lend you some? Donald Duck? I mean,
man, he doesn't wear underwear.
I wish. Mickey Mouse, come by.
That's one of the weirdest things about the Disney characters. I don't know who that interviewer is, but they don't wear underwear. Donald Duck's walking around with his pants off all day. He's got a shirt and a hat.
Oh, yeah,
and
that's
no pants.
Right.
Yeah, it's very weird if you think about it. That's not really the point. J.R. Smith went down to the bubble with not enough underwear. Simple solution, take a page out of the Randy McMichael book. Don't wear any.
Yeah.
Commando.
Yeah. That's a possibility. I mean, last time I checked, too, I think, you know, Amazon might deliver...
True.
To the edge of the bubble and throw
saying,
the box
like,
over? I don't know.
The majority of the time, you're in your room, right? Like, you're hanging out in your hotel room,
true,
social distancing from everybody else. You go to practice, you got your compression shorts on, the trainer washes them. You play the game, you wear whatever you wear under your jersey, the trainer washes it. You're good there. When you're in your room, basketball shorts, nothing, you're good. You know, let it breathe.
True. This
you know
is
I'm
true.
Saying, Jason?
This is true.
Yeah. I just don't think J.R. Smith, it's not that big of a deal. He'll be okay. The real important point, though, is Disney characters don't wear pants, and I don't know why. Why do they wear shirts and hats and gloves? They got gloves on and no underwear and shoes.
Now I'm pondering all of this with Donald Duck.
Yeah, just walking around like a pervert, everything hanging out. All right, we'll come back and get to some of those Braves predictions, like we said. I've also got a handful of stats that if they happen this year, they will be very, very good for the Atlanta Braves. Opening day today, Happy Hour Friday. It's also Sports Jeopardy in about half an hour. You can send your questions to Brian Gebhart on Twitter at Brian_Gebhart. We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Imagine you like listening to John and Hugh. Now imagine bringing them with you anywhere with the Radio.com app. Download our app and listen anytime to any show.
Or stream on your smart device.
You can even rewind up to 24 hours and catch things you missed.
Download the Radio.com app now from Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Happy Hour Friday. Opening day for the Atlanta Braves as well. Shout out to our guy, Jim, who's got a Labatt Blue going and some Cracker Jack. That's a good way to celebrate. You ever had a Labatt Blue before, Jason?
I have.
Nice, crisp Canadian lager.
Oh, yeah. Going to Thrashers games. That was the beer of choice.
That makes sense. Yeah, I love that stuff. Most of those like mainstream Canadian beers are very, very good. Molson, very good.
Totally agree.
Yeah. What Labatt? What are some of the other ones? It doesn't matter. The Braves lineup is out. And again, mentioning the breaking news from about half an hour ago, no Travis d'Arno, no Tyler Flowers on the trip. They're home in Atlanta. Neither one of them has tested positive for COVID, but both of them are not feeling well. So the Braves left them home. They were hopeful that they would feel better when they woke up today. They didn't. So Alex Jackson starts at catcher on opening day for the Atlanta Braves. He's batting ninth. That's not the most interesting part of the lineup, if you ask me. Ronald Acuna leading off, Albies second, obviously. Ronald Acuna playing right field, by the way, and leading off. Freddie Freeman third. Marcelo Zuna bats fourth and plays left field. And then Matt Adams is batting fifth, and he's the designated hitter today. Austin Riley batting sixth, playing third base. Dansby Swanson batting seventh at shortstop. Ender Inciarte playing center field and batting eighth. And then again, Alex Jackson, Mike Soroka on the mound. Matt Adams wasn't on the team 3 days ago.
What a week for Matt Adams.
Jason, he wasn't on the team.
Didn't
then
he have to drive
walk-off?
In from,
yeah.
from St. Louis?
He did. He did. And again, it's Wendy's cousin, Matt Adams, with the meteoric rise from not on the roster to hitting a walk-off to now batting fifth on opening day. I was trying to do some quick research during the break. To see if maybe Adam Duvall just has a bad career against Jacob deGrom or something like that. Because I mean, Adam Duvall is on the roster, so he can, you know, be DH sometimes, play outfield sometimes, not playing today. The best I could do, I think he only has two career at-bats against deGrom. He's 0-for-2 with two strikeouts. So it's not a big sample size, but not great success.
Maybe just a matchup thing. Maybe just a hot bat thing.
Could be. Boone, by the way, freaking out. I don't know why.
Big Matt Adams fan.
He loves Matt Adams, which is why he's so excited about what's happening right now. All right, so we got a handful of questions on opening day, some predictions as well. But I wanted to start with a couple of numbers.
Okay.
Do you mind if I start with a couple of these numbers?
Let's do it.
What about the number 50? The number 50 for Ronald Acuña. Because I know a lot of people are talking about him going 20-20, which is totally reasonable.
Right.
I looked at the amount of runs that Ronald Acuña scored last year. He scored 127 runs in a 162-game season. If he scores 50 runs, and he's going to be leading off the entire season, if he scores 50 runs, which would be a little bit better than the average of what 127 would be on a 60-game schedule, that's really good news for the Braves offense. If Ronald Acuña can cross the plate 50 times, whether it's home runs, whatever, getting batted in by the guys behind him, that would be great news for the Braves offense.
It's got to be. I mean, 50 runs in a year like this from your leadoff hitter, that's one of those magic numbers. If you get the over, if you nail the over on that, you're in the playoffs. And you're not one of the weird wild card spots in the playoffs either.
And honestly, anything close to it, because again, the prorated number off of 127 would have been about 46. So if he gets four more than that in this shortened season, that'd be great news. And again, it speaks not just to him hitting home runs and getting on base, it speaks to his teammates driving him in. Here's another one, the number 55 for Dansby Swanson, and that would be games started. If Dansby Swanson starts 55 of these 60 games for the Braves, A, that means Dansby stayed healthy for even a shortened season like this, which would be great for him because he's never done that before. And B, Dansby was on such a great pace last year before he got hurt. People seem to forget. I mean, he was really hitting the baseball great. And then when he finally got healthy in the playoffs, him and Acuña were the only two guys that actually hit the ball well against the Cardinals. So if Dansby Swanson could start 55 games, that's a huge bonus for the Braves too.
55 is a huge percentage of the season, and it's a compressed schedule to begin with. I don't think you get there.
Okay. What would be enough? What would be enough from Dansby?
I mean, is it 45?
I guess it depends on why. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
if it's 45 just out of precaution and, give him a day off here and there, you want to get Echeverria out there sometimes. If it's because he gets hurt again, then that's where it's problematic. I mean,
the unfortunate thing about Dansby is he's
gotten hurt every year.
Yeah, and you've got to come into the season knowing that, and you've got to be careful. And it's not like maybe even a normal run of 60 games over more days. I mean, you have very few days off in this. I think you're going to have to create some days where he doesn't start and he doesn't play. And it's going to be tough because if he's hot, you have to keep riding it. But you've got to understand that he's not been a very durable player in his career.
Under 1.5 for Mike Foltynewicz. Not ERA. That would be amazing. I'm talking about meltdowns. Mike Foltynewicz can have one mental breakdown between now and September and October, but not two because, I mean, we just know there's going to be some start where things aren't right, he turns red, or the mound isn't to his liking, or whatever it is. But if it happens more than once, that's really bad. So I'll give him one. I'll give him one between now and October, but if it's more than that, I think that's bad news for Folty. He just needs to get his mind right, man. He's got all the physical tools to do it. He just needs to get his mind right.
You can't have more than one. Not in this kind of season, not with the number of starts he's going to get. I mean, if he has a bad outing, the spotlight will be on him so bright in that next game.
It will be. My final number is the number one, and that's how many closers I want the Braves to use this year. I want it to be Mark Melancon today and Mark Melancon in October. I know Will Smith was brought in not to be the closer. He was brought in to be a high-leverage guy out of the bullpen, and if you've got Will Smith and Chris Martin and Mark Melancon and guys that you trust in those moments, that's great. Peter Moylan told us earlier on in the 11 o'clock hour, the Braves have five guys who've got saves like in their career, who've been used in save situations in their career. That's great. But rotating those guys, is not a sign of good things. Last year, you started with one guy and then you go to Luke Jackson and then Shane Green is in that role and then Melancon. It's just, they moved too many guys through that role, and the reason they did that was because the guy they put in the role wasn't doing well. Melancon goes out today and gets a save and is in that spot the entire season. That's great news for me and that bullpen.
It's huge. I mean, are you going to have some games where other guys pick up saves? Of course, but you can't have Melancon question that he is that guy. You have to have
yep,
that
exactly.
guy, and It's been a while. That rotation of just not having a consistent closer, it always comes back to bite you.
Knowing what your role is, and we talked to, you know, whether it's Peter Moylan or John Smoltz has been on the show a number of times talking about this, knowing what you're, whether it's a starter or what you're going to be doing out of the bullpen, when you're going to be coming in, just being able to mentally prepare for how you're going to be used is so big. And that confidence that closers need, they can really get on a roll, or if it gets, you know, that confidence gets dented once or twice, then it's brutal. And we saw it last year with Luke Jackson. I mean, he was not a confident reliever. He was not a confident closer. And we were not confident in him. What about you? What about some Brave stats that you're looking forward to most?
What's the magic number for wins for a starter? I mean, what is a great number of wins? You know, we've always had that 20-game mark as that special number. What is it this year? Is it 8?
Yeah, somewhere around there. Like, if you can get... It's also going to be really hard because even getting a decision for the first 3 or 4 starts is going to be challenging, because right. Are you going to be in the game long enough to even get a decision as a starting pitcher? If you look at what Mike Soroka did last year, he was not a part of the rotation early because he was dealing with some shoulder stuff. After the first 3 weeks when he finally entered the rotation, until he kind of came back down to earth at the end of July, he was 9-1 in, I think, 14 starts. He'll probably only get 12 or 13 in this shortened season. But if anyone gets anywhere near 10 wins, like, that's going to lead baseball. I mean, yeah. That's a crazy number. If you can get to 8, that's beautiful. I mean, if Soroka or Fried or any of these guys can get somewhere between 7 and 9 wins, that would be amazing.
Do you have to get somebody to 8 for this pitching staff to be where you want it to be this season?
I don't think so. Again, okay. Because of what we're talking about with how these guys are going to be used early. Like, I don't know. Maybe I'm dead wrong. Maybe Soroka goes 6 innings today, and they leave him out there a little longer. That's something that Peter Moylan mentioned also in the 11 o'clock hour.
We noticed saw pitchers last night. Yeah,
going deeper into games than maybe we anticipated them. I just don't think. I mean, how many starts are you going to get? 12?
I can't imagine you're getting more.
How long is it going to be before Brian Snitker allows you to stay out there 5, 6, 7 innings, 2 or 3 starts? So you're really only going to get 9 or 10 starts where you have the opportunity to get a decision. If the Braves get a pitcher to 8 wins, awesome. If they get 2 pitchers to 8 wins, I mean, they probably win 40 games out of 60. Like, that would be unbelievable. And it would kind of answer that lingering worry that you and I both have, and Peter Moylan has, and Brian Jordan had yesterday, and everyone we've talked to this week has, which is, what does the full rotation look like? Like, how much confidence do you actually have in 1 through 5? You're confident in 1 and 2, but after that, you know, what's the starting rotation going to actually look like?
How many quality starts do you need out of Sean Newcomb this season?
You're talking like actual, like, textbook quality start?
Quality
like
start.
Six innings, 3 or less runs. God, if you can get 5 of those, then Sean Newcomb is a home run as a fourth starter.
I'm with
this
that.
Year. Yeah, set the over under at 5. If you get 5 or more, home run. Again, I don't know how many opportunities he's going to get to go that deep into the game, but what about you?
I think you have to, though.
What's the number you need from Newcomb?
I think that's it, because you look at what Cole Hamels was brought here to do. He was brought here to eat up some innings and take some pressure off of this bullpen. And you don't have him. Somebody has to do it. And it's got to be one of the 3 guys at the back end of the rotation. It's got to be Newcomb. It's got to be Folty. It's got to be Wright. I think Newcomb is the most likely one to do it.
Before we run to break, a couple quick answers here from both of us. Okay. What are you sure of? What's one thing you feel confident in? I'm almost 100% in the Braves.
Acuña having a good year. An MVP caliber year.
I would say the same thing about Ozzie Albies.
Okay.
I feel so full of confidence in what Ozzie Albies is going to be this year. Maybe not MVP, but just he's going to be unbelievable in this 60-game season. I hope we're both right. We'll come back. We'll get to some damn good questions with Brian Gebhardt. A couple more Braves notes to get to as well. Opening day for the Braves. Happy Hour Friday here on the Midday Show. Oh, it's Sports Jeopardy. Not damn good questions. It's Sports Jeopardy coming up next. That's right. It's Friday. We'll be back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. The world of sports has changed, and when it comes to Atlanta sports fans, no one keeps you up to date like we can. We're covering what matters here, locally in the world of sports. For continuing updates, keep it here. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a happy hour Friday. Shout out to Thomas Crawford. Thomas Crawford's got a good setup going, Jason. He's got a shot of Blanton's, which is just one of the best bourbons you can get, and a Red's Wicked Apple to chase it down with. Pretty solid.
Yeah, not bad at all, Thomas.
Pretty solid for the noon hour. You can send us what you're drinking at TBM929, at Long Shoe. We'll give you a shout-out on the radio. Couple pieces of breaking news before we get to Sports Jeopardy here. First from the NFL, this is according to Adam Schefter. Apparently they've called a meeting for 1:30 today with owners, general managers, and presidents and head coaches to update everyone on the state of its discussions with the NFLPA. So about an hour from now, I guess they're all going to convene and get an update on where they're at. Hopefully that's good. And
I don't know if that sounds good.
It doesn't sound good. I don't know. We'll keep an eye on whatever comes out of that meeting. But no, it doesn't. I mean, if they were in a good place, they'd probably just announce it. To have a meeting seems like
I hope still have I'm a lot wrong, but that doesn't about. Sound good.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see what happens there and let you know. Also, Tiger Woods has announced that he's not going to play in the WGC tournament next weekend in Memphis, which is not a huge shock. The tournament after that is the PGA Championship. So there was some thought that maybe Tiger would try to get in one more competitive, or four more competitive rounds ideally, but one more tournament before the PGA Championship. He's not going to do that. So Tiger will have played one tournament between February and the first major of the year. And if you watched Tiger play last weekend, there was definitely some rust. So we'll see. Health is probably more important for him, and hopefully he plays well at the PGA Championship. But anyway, he's not going to play next weekend at Memphis. We'll get back into what's trending in about 15 minutes, top of the 1 o'clock hour, keeping an eye on everything that's happening in New York today. We know that Travis d'Arnaud and Tyler Flowers did not make the trip with the Braves, so Alex Jackson is the starting catcher today for the Braves on opening day. Anything else breaks from New York, we'll let you know. Let's get to Sports Jeopardy.
Andy and Randy's Sports Jeopardy.
Okay.
Brought to you by Engineered Solution of Georgia, proud partner of the Georgia Bulldogs.
Dow 678 ESOG now. And what I heard, because I was out last Friday, Jason, was that Chris Goforth really took care of business against Randy. So I've got to protect the sanctity of Sports Jeopardy on
Chris
the midday
is good.
Show. Yeah, Chris is a smart guy. You're a smart guy. I'll be honest with you. I'm concerned. I'm just hopeful that it's a fair match and everything's on the up and up.
The board ain't right.
That's all. I just hope there's no conspiracy, no cheating. You know, I know how Brian and Wendy are.
You're not
going
to make a bracelet after this.
I don't know why they conspire against me, but they do sometimes. So that's the way it goes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Do you know how the rules?
I know Jason sounds like he's ready, but are you ready, Andy?
Born ready, Brian.
All right. Your names are buzzers.
Andy.
Jason?
There
it is.
There we go.
I didn't know we had to test it. My bad.
Yeah, we just have to test them to make sure they work.
Got it.
Fair warning, these questions are all over the place, and we'll start here. Which player had to quarantine for 10 days after picking up a Postmates delivery order outside of the NBA bubble in
Andy.
Orlando? Andy.
Was it Rashawn Holmes?
That is correct. Andy takes a 1-0 lead. What athlete famously said, "Victory is fleeting, losing is forever"?
Wow.
What'd
they say again?
Victory is fleeting, losing is forever.
Jason?
Jason?
Yogi Berra?
Good guess, that's incorrect.
He said weird things. I don't know.
He did. Victory is fleeting, losing is forever. I don't know, Michael Jordan?
Billie Jean King.
Jean King. Should have known. That's a great quote.
Come on, guys.
That is a good quote.
You thought that one was weird. Wait for this one.
I agree 100%. That is my motto on Sports Jeopardy, by the way.
So who's the only hockey player in history to score a goal in all five possible ways? even strength, power play, shorthanded, penalty shot, and empty net in a single game in 1988.
Jason? Wayne Gretzky.
That is incorrect.
I mean, it's a great guess. It's the only guess. Mark Messier?
That's incorrect. It was Mario Lemieux.
That's the other guess.
Yes.
Damn it.
He was the third. You had three options, basically.
Yeah, those were the three guys. Situation.
All right, here we go. Andy's got a 1-0 lead. Next weird question. In the movie Talladega Nights, what's the name of Ricky Bobby's two sons?
Oh, God.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I don't remember.
I don't either.
Here's a hint. They were both named after a TV show.
Jason. Walker and Texas Ranger.
Oh,
that is correct.
Right. Yes.
God, that's so good.
Yes.
God, right, that movie's funny, man.
Oh, great, great movie. Anytime it's on, I'm watching it. Ties it up 1-1. Next question. Which boxer gave Muhammad Ali his first loss in 1971?
Jason. Joe Frazier.
That is correct. Jason takes a 2-1 lead. Next question here. There are two current NFL running backs that both rank in the top five of the NFL's all-time rushing list. Who are those two players? Andy.
Frank Gore.
That is one of them.
And Adrian Peterson.
That is correct. Mm,
good one.
Yeah, Frank Gore is third overall, and Adrian Peterson is fifth overall. So we're tied up 2-2. A regular season game involving these two NBA teams was mentioned in Ice Cube's hit, It Was a Good Day.
Andy. And it's not my favorite mention ever, but it's the Lakers and the Supersonics. I'm glad the Sonics live on. I guess the Sonics lost that game, but at least they live on in a great song.
That is correct. Andy takes a 3-2 lead. Who is the youngest heavyweight champion in boxing history?
Jason.
Andy.
Jason.
Mike Tyson.
That is correct. He won it at 20. That ties it up 3-3.
Seemed like a tie there to me. But
no.
No? Okay.
I clearly heard Jason first there.
I'm sure he did. Me too. Jason got it in there.
Yeah,
there it is. Here we go. Took a while, but we got there.
Yeah. Ah, we're here. All right. Here's a weird question. In 1457, King James II of Scotland banned what two sports because they interfered with archery practice needed for national defense?
Wow.
In what year?
Weird, guys.
What year? Wow. What year?
1457.
What sports goodness
did we have
gracious
in 1457?
Yeah, what sports
modern existed day sports, though?
They are?
Yeah.
Modern day sports. All right. Well, do I have to name both of them?
Yeah, you got to name both of them.
Good Lord. All right,
anybody
Andy.
Andy?
Soccer and rugby?
No, that is incorrect. You got one of them, though.
Yeah.
Okay.
Jason?
That sucks. Now Jason knows one of those two is correct.
Oh, but which one?
I'm sure you don't know.
I'm going to go rugby and wrestling.
Ooh, that's incorrect. Soccer was one of them, okay, and golf is the other one.
Golf?
Yeah. Scotland? Duh.
Yeah, but 14th.
Damn it.
I'm not up on my 15th century stuff.
I don't know any of that stuff.
Come on, guys. Lock it in. Let's go.
Sorry.
Ban them so they could practice archery. Okay.
3-3. We got a couple questions left here. Who holds the NBA record for most career fouls?
Andy. Robert Parrish.
That is incorrect.
Damn it.
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
That is correct.
Jason
was taking the 4-3 lead. Okay, so
lucky
left here. What country has the most Winter Olympic medals?
Jason. Norway.
That is correct.
God, it's especially brutal with being...
That's a nice twist to Andy right
there. God, that's right in the heart. Right,
okay, here we go. We got three questions left. Jason's up two. 5-3 lead. What sports team is the only team to play on all seven continents?
Oh, wow.
Andy. The Harlem Globetrotters.
That is correct.
Good.
5-4. All right, we got two questions left here. These are both really hard. Who was the first player? If you guys get either of these, I'll be very impressed. Who was the first player in Braves history to hit 40 home runs in a season?
God. Andy.
Andy.
Eddie Matthews?
Eddie Matthews is correct. Oh,
that was good.
Wow, he grabs it. Okay, you guys aren't going to get this question, and we're tied. I'm out of questions. All right, final question I got here. Who was the first Falcons running back to surpass 1,000 yards in a season?
Jason. William Andrews.
That's incorrect.
Oh, God. I mean, I don't know. I honestly have no idea.
Okay, I'm going to ask the question I was going to ask 1 week tiebreaker
who's,
between
who's
Andy
the answer,
and Randy.
By the way?
It's Dave Hampton. It was in 1975.
Okay.
Got it.
I have a piece of sports memorabilia in front of me with a very famous athlete from not one of the major sports, so not from baseball or basketball or football or even golf. Can you guys guess who that person is?
You have a piece of memorabilia in front of you.
He's one of he's the best person at his position all time. If not, he's definitely one of the top two.
And it's not from a major sport.
It's in a team sport. Not okay. From baseball, basketball, golf, or football.
I'm trying to think if you're a fan of...
Any guesses? Sorry, that's the best question I could come
Andy,
up with right now.
Andy, Pele. You have something regarding Pele.
No Pele.
Okay.
I got nothing. I mean, is it a hockey player?
It is a hockey player.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. You're a New Jersey Devils fan.
All right, I'm going to go with this one. The answer for me was Martin Brodeur.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah. All right, which player didn't bring enough underwear to the NBA bubble?
Andy. J.R. Smith. Andy. I win. Woo-hoo! Victory is mine,
man.
Even though I tried to get cheated. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Conspiracy didn't
that
work
one comes
this time.
With an asterisk, I think, Jason.
There's no asterisk. There's no asterisk. The history books tell the tale.
60-game season, this whole thing. I see how
matters.
It is.
I had more at the end of the day, and, well, I feel pretty good about it. It's a happy hour Friday. Just got a little happier.
Norway,
we'll come
man.
Back and get to
Norway.
That one hurt, man. Of all the countries, that one really hurt. We'll come back and get to what's trending to kick off the 1 o'clock hour. Don't go anywhere. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.